This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Girlfriend Finally Cuckolds by Wright Mark Smith. Chapter 1. I was dating out of my league. I knew it, and Val knew it. Yet somehow, I was pulling it off. For 6 months I had been dating this knockout, petite Asian. Tall for a Korean girl, Val was only 25 years old, 12 years younger than I am. Though was slender with smoky eyes, and a resting bitch face that was sexy and a little slutty. It had been the best 6 months of my life. Val was fun to be around. She loved to explore, and we were always out together enjoying the best the city had to offer. And the sex. Well, I had never been with anyone like Val. She loved sex. I could barely keep up with her. She loved to try new things, and was game for almost anything. Val also loved to flirt. It was just her nature. With guys, with girls, old, young, it didn't matter. Val got energy from other people, and she loved making connections. Of course, Val was not naive to the effect she had on men. In fact, she would often tell me about it herself. At first it bothered me, the fact that so many guys wanted her, the fact that she was very aware of it. It irritated me that she even encouraged them to think they had a chance. Over time, however, I thought it was pretty hot. These guys were all fantasizing about her, but I would be the one fucking her later that night. As more time passed, I started to fantasize about what it would be like if Val actually surrendered to the charms of one of these men. Val realized that I enjoyed hearing about her little exploits, and started to share them with me more. She would tease me about it as foreplay or even while we had sex. She might be on top of me getting herself off, and suddenly she'd start to tell me about how hot the bartender had been when she was out with her friends earlier. How he had kept her eyes on her all night, how she had made sure he could look down her top when he was leaning over the bar to chat her up. When we went out with my friends, she would never do anything inappropriate, but she would make sure they all wanted her. She would kiss them on the lips when we met them, and always wear something that was sexier than their girlfriends, just a little too sexy for whatever occasion there was. Afterwards she would tease me about how one of my buddies was checking out her ass all night, or even how one of them let his hand rest on her ass when she kissed them goodnight. I ate all of this up and she knew it. In fact, I would encourage her, but she always seemed to stop short of taking things too far. She would tease me about other men until more and more I was begging her to go further, to make out with them, to fuck them. Val would just giggle at my desperation, but she laughed off my pleas, until one weekend, when she took it a little further. Val's ex-boyfriend Barry had messaged her, telling her he was moving back to town. He told her he had a girlfriend, but still thought Val was the sexiest girl he knew and how much he missed being with her. He suggested they meet just to catch up. Val showed me the message and teased me about it, turning me on as she knew she would when she talked about how much Barry wanted her again. She asked how much I'd love to see him fuck her hard like he used to, how Barry liked it rough. I loved it, but I quickly realized though that this particular flirt was also turning on Val, much more than usual. She became wetter every time she would talk about Barry. And if we were fucking, she would come every time. Given all of this, Val didn't have to try hard to convince me to meet up with her ex for drinks. I asked if she was going to let the flirt go further, if perhaps she intended to hook up with him, but she was coy. The night we were to meet him, I watched Val spend more time getting ready than usual. She took a long shower, chose a red dress that displayed a lot of leg, and put on a perfume she seldom wore. I snuck to the bathroom and jacked off to the thought of her taking off her dress for her ex-lover. She seemed just a little nervous on our way to his new place. I kissed her hard before we buzzed his apartment, and told her I was okay with whatever happened. When we got over there, he was pretty cool. Val hugged him and kissed him on the lips, but he seemed mellow and took our coats. We smoked a little weed, chatted and had a few drinks. Val was sitting close beside me, and even though she was clearly flirting with him, I started to think she may not intend to do anything further. Finally, Barry moved the conversation to a more sexual nature. He talked about how amazing Val is and how lucky I was to be with her. Eventually, he said he really missed how tight her ass was, saying his girlfriend had a fat ass. Val didn't say much, mostly just giggling, but she clearly ate up his compliments. Barry was now eyeing my girlfriend with lust, and she was staring right back at him. When Val got back from a trip to the bathroom, Barry took it a step further and asked her to show him her ass. Val giggled and asked me if it would be okay. I said of course, and wondered how far she might take this. I watched as Val stood beside him, turned around and lifted her dress. I got hard immediately watching another guy admire my girlfriend's ass. Barry then reached forward and said he wanted to see all of it. Not hearing any objections from either of us, he slowly peeled down her little panties. He glanced over to me to see if I would object, but I was just enjoying the show. Val compliantly stepped out of her panties and bent forward again. Barry admired the bare ass presented to him for a while, and I saw Val's face was flushed with excitement. Barry reached over and leisurely felt up her ass cheek, then spread it apart. Even from my seat I could see she was wet. Neither of them were looking for my permission now, and it was clear Val was getting into it. Barry started to spank her, much harder than I do, and Val clearly loved it. She squealed in protest but raised her ass for him. I wondered how many times he had spanked her before. When it got very red he rubbed it soothingly, then put a finger into her and remarked how Val had always been so turned on by a spanking. He told me I was lucky to have such a wildcat. Barry told her he wanted her to remind him how good she was at sucking cock. Val was silent for a moment, remaining bent over with her ass in Barry's face. She looked over to me, then turned around. I do miss you, but is it okay if I just use my hand? She asked her ex. Barry nodded, and Val seemed excited to feel his cock again. She knelt before him, unzipped his jeans, and pulled out his hard cock. She stroked it slowly and appreciatively. I wondered for a moment if they even remembered I was in the room. I took out my cock and started to stroke it. I watched as my girlfriend stared up into another man's eyes. Occasionally she would bend forward and give the tip of his cock just a little lick, causing him to groan loudly. I couldn't help myself and started to shoot on the floor, quietly so as not to disturb the two of them. At one point Val took half his cock in her mouth, but instead of finishing him off like this she started to stroke him faster. Finally he shot a stream of cum onto her face, then more onto her pretty dress. Val never stopped stroking, even with her eyes closed. My fantasy had finally come to life. I didn't know it then, but this was only the beginning of my cuckold adventures with Val. Chapter 2. After I had watched my girlfriend strip for her ex-boyfriend Barry and give him a long, slow handjob, she teased me about it constantly. He really loves my ass. Did you see how he couldn't keep his hands off of it? She'd ask even though she knew very well I had seen and memorized every second. His cock got so hard. I really wanted to be good but I couldn't help taking it in my mouth a little. She'd taunt in something approaching a little girl's voice of wonder. When I'd ask her if she wanted to do it again, to take it further, however, she had been consistent. There's too much history. I can't take it further with Barry or I don't know where it will end up. Finally one night while fucking me she offered me a little hope. Why don't you find a stranger, a gentleman we don't know, to seduce me, to fuck me, wouldn't you like that? I came immediately and I laid awake that night starting to think of how I could make this a reality. I lay staring up at the ceiling, my cock hard as I imagined different scenarios of Val with other men. By the next morning I had come up with the obvious plan. Craigslist. I crafted an ad carefully. I knew that Val would not go for a guy who wanted to just fuck her. She needed to feel comfortable, to be taken slowly. I showed Val the ad asking for a man who would be willing to go slow, to start with dinner or drinks. She had me at an emphasis that the man should have no expectations. I placed the ad and was almost immediately inundated with responses. I narrowed it down to a few and of course when I shared Val's picture they were all even more anxious to make this happen. I decided to give Steve a try. He is older than I am, and wealthier. He suggested we meet in a very upscale lounge in Midtown that I knew Val would like. Val was a little apprehensive about the evening, but agreed no harm could come from meeting for drinks. She seemed to get more excited as we got ready. She asked me to pick out a nice outfit for Steve, and I chose a tight blue dress I always think she looks hot in. I chose black high heels and left her in bare legs. She approved and added an ankle bracelet. She looked irresistible. I felt a little hesitation as I got her ready for her date, but I had fantasized about this a lot and was definitely excited to try. When we arrived Steve was waiting for us at a nice table. I felt a bit underdressed as we walked into the elegant lounge and I saw the other customers. Steve who was wearing a simple blue blazer and a white shirt, but it was clear they were of the best material and fit perfectly. He gave me a firm handshake and kissed Val on the cheek. I could tell he was pleased that Val looked just as hot as the pictures I had sent him. Steve bought us drinks, and we talked for almost 2 hours. He was assertive but rather endearing, asking a lot of questions about Val. Val, as always, was very flirty. She seemed to grow comfortable quickly with this stranger. Steve suggested we get something to eat and decided he would take us to SDK restaurant. We were all feeling a little buzz from the glasses of top-shelf whiskey Steve had ordered. Val seemed charmed by him, even taking his arm on the walk to the steakhouse. When we arrived the hostess knew Steve and we immediately got shown to a table. I followed Steve and Val and watched Steve pull out a chair for Val, then sit beside her. I awkwardly sat across from them, an apparent third wheel as they talked mainly to each other now. As we drank more Val became even more flirty. I felt some jealousy watching my girl giggle as another man leaned in towards her, but I was also turned on to watch her being seduced as he had before. Steve brought the conversation to more of a sexual nature, but this time Val was quite willing to go along with it. He made it clear he liked to be in control and Val told him she liked to be in control sometimes, but give up control other times. She shyly noted that she liked it when I spanked her. Steve said he had not had a good look at Val's ass except in the picture I had sent and asked her to show him. Val compliantly stood and turned for him and Steve studied her ass, which was wrapped in the tight skirt we had dressed her in. The waiter arrived seemed confused to see her standing, looking away from her companion. After our meal I left to go to the bathroom, and when I came back I could see Steve had his hand on Val's leg. He moved it for a moment as I returned, but I could tell he moved it back when I was seated. Val looked a little flushed with excitement. Steve told the two of us that we had to come and see his apartment in the West Village very soon. He looked at me this time, his hand apparently now stroking Val's bare leg and asked, "Wouldn't you like that?" My throat constricted a little and I nodded slowly. We toasted our new friendship with a last shot. When we left the restaurant, Steve shook my hand and looked me in the eye, then kissed Val on the lips and opened the door for her to get in our taxi. Val squeezed my cock all the way home talking about Steve, how charming he was, and how good the meal was. She fucked me like crazy when we got back, taunting me about the new man in our life. Chapter 3. It was clear Val was warming into the idea of making me her cuck. In the days between our date with Steve and the night he had told us to come to his apartment, she taunted me about him every time we fucked, even if we were making out. "You picked really well," she'd say. "Steve's very handsome and I bet he knows just how to fuck a girl the way she loves." When she was riding me one night, she asked, "I bet Steve wouldn't let me be on top. He's probably want to fuck me from behind. His hands were so big, I bet he has a huge cock." I'd ask if she thought she might fuck Steve when we saw him next, but then she'd become coy. "We'll play it by ear, but he does seem very persuasive. I bet you'd love to see him fuck me hard, wouldn't you?" Val knew I was excited by all of this. I couldn't hide it if I wanted to, but it was humiliating to have my girlfriend talk constantly about how great another man is, and how wonderful a lover he would be. When the night finally arrived, Steve sent a car over to take us to his place. Val looked hot, as always, wearing a skirt and tight top. Steve's apartment was quite upscale. Steve greeted us at the door. He looked Val up and down and remarked on how sexy she looked, then kissed her on the cheek, placing his hand on her ass while he did so. He shook my hand warmly, then made us all drinks. We chatted a bit, then Steve poured another drink and told us we should take a look at the view from the roof. He followed Val up the stairs and I knew he must be admiring the way her ass swayed in her skirt. It was a cool night, but the drinks had warmed us. The view was indeed pretty amazing, and we leaned against a ledge looking out at the city. I watched as Steve wrapped his arm around Val, keeping her warm, and eventually watched his hand lower to her ass, which he kneaded gently. He kissed her shoulder, and when she didn't resist this, I watched him kiss her passionately. After some time, Val giggled and went into my arms, but I knew then that he was going to take her. When we were back down in his apartment, we had more to drink. Steve motioned for Val to come and join him, and when she walked over, he pulled her into his lap. She giggled again, and at one point she was sitting in his lap, and from the way she was wriggling, I knew he must be rock hard. She could see I was making no objections at all, and they started to kiss again. I felt hot just watching the scene and drank down the rest of my drink. Steve's hand was now stroking rather high on Val's bare leg, pushing her skirt up. Steve told me to pour another round, and while I was doing so, he asked her to kneel before him. Val did as she was told, and with just a nod, she understood what Steve wanted. I watched her hesitate for a moment, biting her lip, then she purposefully unzipped his pants and took out his cock. I stood paralyzed, anxious and excited as she held it in her hand, looking up at him. He nodded again, and I watched my girlfriend lower her head and take Steve's cock in her mouth. Her head stayed to bob as I stood there a few feet away. Steve told her what a good cocksucker she is, and I could hear her muffled response of appreciation. I felt very humiliated as my fantasy was coming true before my eyes. I could barely believe it was happening. Val looked over her shoulder at me and asked if I was enjoying, and I somehow took this as permission to take out my own cock. I started to stroke to the sight of my girl sucking Steve's big cock, the sound of her slurps. I was so excited it didn't take me long until I shot all over Steve's hardwood floor. A few minutes later, I could see Steve was finally going to come as he grabbed the back of Val's hair and started to pull her faster back and forth along his shaft. Finally, he pulled out of her mouth, grabbed his cock, and shot all over her face. I was concerned for a moment that Val might freak out. I had never done this to her before. Instead, she moaned softly as if she was happy to have pleased him. Steve told me to fetch a towel from the bathroom, and when I came back, he used it to wipe himself, then gave it to Val to clean up. Steve told Val again how good she had been and told me to make sure I took care of her until the next time he had a chance to enjoy her. He handed me $200 and told me to take her to a nice meal. On our way out to the car he had ordered for us, he gave Val a long kiss, and she thanked him for the evening. I found myself also thanking him, although I was not sure for what. We both said we looked forward to the next time. Val was horny when we got back and I was anxious to fuck her, but she said she was too tired. Instead, I went down on her and found she was still wet with excitement. She came quickly and fell asleep. I looked at my Asian angel, who had surprised me with her readiness to explore. I quietly jacked myself off, remembering how exciting it had been to see her face fucked, to see her pretty face had covered in another man's cum just 2 hours ago. I was so excited to see what would happen next. Chapter 4. I was somehow more nervous taking Val to Steve's apartment for the second time. The first time it had still seemed like just a fantasy. I wasn't sure if Val would go through with anything, even if I was hoping she would. This time was different. I was sure I would soon be watching my girlfriend get fucked for the first time. I had helped Val get dressed to Steve's instructions, and even sprayed a perfume he had requested on her. When we got to the apartment, I had the feeling the doorman somehow knew I was bringing my girlfriend back to be fucked by another man. He seemed to smirk as we asked for Steve. He eyed Val up and down in her slutty little outfit as if imagining what she would soon be doing. When we walked into his apartment, Steve was a gentleman, shaking my hand, then giving Val a long kiss. He had me pour us drinks while Val settled into his lap. When I brought the whiskeys to them, he led a toast to my girl and how beautiful she is. As we enjoyed the drinks, Steve's hands explored Val and they kissed from time to time, while I sat across from them. Finally, he downed his drink, told me to get us all another, then told Val to stand up. He told Val again how hot she is, and asked her to strip down to her bra and panties for him. I watched as Val stripped, with a mix of shyness and eagerness, and along with Steve admired what a hot body she has. Steve made his approval clear as she modeled her lingerie for him, then told her to remove her bra. Val revealed her small tits for him, and he told her to bend forward. When Val complied, he took a nipple in his mouth, and she moaned as he sucked on it. I stood there dumbly, placing their drinks beside him and staying out of the way. He enjoyed her tit a while as she stayed bent forward for him, then released her and motioned for her to stand upright. I could see from Val's look she was already very turned on. Mark, Steve said, addressing me. Why don't you come over and lower Val's panties for me? I became even harder hearing his request, even though part of me knew this was demeaning. I looked at Val, who made no objection, then stepped to my girlfriend, knelt down, and slowly lowered her panties, which I noted were already a little wet. My hands were shaking a little with excitement. Val lifted her feet so I could strip her completely, then Steve admired her nude body. He asked her to turn around and enjoyed the view of her tight ass a while before telling her to bend over for him. I watched my girlfriend bend forward so her bare ass was raised for another man, and could feel my cock pushing against my jeans. Mark, come over her and spread her ass cheeks for me. I hesitated and for a moment wondering if I should even do this, but Steve repeated himself firmly and I saw Val look over expectantly. I was still on my knees, so I crawled closer then placed a hand on each of her ass cheeks and spread them apart. Steve quietly enjoyed the view of Val's asshole and pussy, murmuring approval. I looked at Val's face and saw she was biting her lip, as she does when she is very horny, and noticed her pussy was glistening with wetness. You know what I am going to do to Val now, don't you, Mark? I nodded, but Steve insisted I say it out loud. You're going to fuck her, I said quietly. Steve smiled and told me to ask him nicely. I did, and he proceeded to make me beg for him to fuck my girlfriend. The whole time I kept my girl's ass spread for him. Finally, he told me to step aside and I stood and moved away. He told me I could jack myself off, then turned his attention to Val.My heart was beating fast as I watched Steve finger Val while she continued to bend over for him. She made it clear she was ready to be fucked, but he took his time, teasing her with his fingers, now making her beg. I took my cock out and started to stroke myself, mesmerized as I watched another man make my girlfriend his slut. Steve finally stood up behind Val, pulled out his cock then a condom out of his pocket. I thought I heard Val whimper a little in anticipation, then watched Steve suddenly push into her without ceremony. He grabbed her hips and started to immediately fuck her hard. I felt my face flush when I heard Val's loud grunts and moans, even though nobody was paying attention to me now. I watched Steve's cock push in and out of Val as I heard his body slap against my girlfriend's ass again and again. I stroked myself faster until I couldn't hold on any longer and shot all over the floor. Steve grabbed Val's hair and pulled her head up while he pushed into her from behind. I thought she might protest how rough he was, but she bucked against him gratefully. Steve told her what a good girl she was and asked her when the last time was she had been fucked so hard. Val seemed almost disoriented and simply answered, "Fuck." I watched Val climax, her face crunched and mouth opened slightly as she suddenly fell quiet. Steve did not let up, which seemed to drive Val crazy with intense pleasure. Finally, Steve slowed his thrusts and came. He smacked Val hard on her ass and pulled out. Steve did up his pants and sat back in his chair, sated. Val turned and stood before him naked, and he told her what a good girl she had been for him. He told her to look into a drawer in his cabinet, and she found a small wrapped gift for her. In it was a gold ankle bracelet he said was from both of us. She thanked him with a big kiss and told him it was perfect. She raised her leg onto the arm of his chair, still naked, and I watched him clasp the jewelry around her ankle. Steve told us both he would be out of town for a few days but wanted to see Val again when he got back. He told her us both he didn't want her fucked until then as he loved how tight she was. I started to softly protest, but he cut me off and handed me some cash, telling me to take her to a show while he was gone. He told Val she could get dressed, and as she did so he explained that in the future he would expect Val to stay naked any time she was in his apartment unless he instructed otherwise. He asked me to confirm I understood, and I agreed and thanked him. As we dove back in the car Steve had ordered for us, Val seemed to sense that I was having second thoughts. She kissed me and told me not to worry. She told me that she loved having a sweet boyfriend who didn't mind her enjoying another man. I saw the driver look in his mirror at us curiously as Val squeezed my growing cock affectionately, and told me again what a good job I did in picking Steve. Chapter 5. It had been almost a week since Steve had left for his business trip, and Val had insisted on obeying his orders and not fucking me. Instead, she would tease me about what an amazing fuck Steve had been and make me admit I had loved seeing her bend over and fucked hard by him. She would make me go down on her until she came. I was sure she was thinking about Steve while I did so. Finally, she would give me a handjob while she taunted me about Steve's bigger cock, how she couldn't help herself when she saw it. Last night she hadn't even bothered with the handjob, she just stroked herself while I watched and jacked off while she told me how she couldn't wait for Steve to get back and fuck her. As excited as I was about Val living out my fantasy with me, I so wanted to fuck my girlfriend again. I was anxious for Steve to get back so things could go back to some kind of normalcy. The night before we were supposed to see Steve again, Val and I were at my apartment watching a movie. I snuggled in with her on the couch and tried to ignore my cock's reaction since I knew I couldn't fuck her. Near the end of the movie, Val's phone buzzed. It was Steve who had landed back in the city. He wanted to come over. Steve had never been to my apartment, which was far inferior to his loft. I was hesitant, but Val was excited and said she really wanted to see him, so I agreed. Val ran into the shower to get ready and I cleaned up a little. When Val came out, I felt anxious. Even though I knew she would fuck Steve, she looked like she was dressed for a honeymoon, wearing a white transparent negligee over a small white bikini top and the tiniest white thong. I was hard just looking at her. Steve had clearly had a few drinks before he arrived. Val greeted him at the door, and he kissed her hard and grabbed her ass lewdly. I rushed over to shut the door, afraid a neighbor might see my girl almost naked with another man. Steve handed me a nice bottle of scotch and told me to pour him and Val each a glass on ice. He then offhandedly said I should also get some loot. I could hear Val giggling as I went to the kitchen to pour the drinks, and as I passed to get to the bathroom I saw Val was sitting in his lap and making out with him. When I came back, Val was already unzipping his pants and pulling his cock out. Neither of them looked at me as I put out the drinks for them. Steve's hard cock stayed out while Val cuddled into his lap, and they enjoyed their drinks while he told us about his trip. He mentioned he was a few friends over on the weekend to watch the game, and said he wanted Val to be there. He told me I was also invited but also said I would have to clean up after everyone had left. Finally, he told Val to strip for him. I watched as she stood up, and without any hesitation did as he told her to. He told her to bend over the table, and I watched as she showed him everything, spreading her ass cheeks. I felt a familiar sense of humiliation watching my girlfriend do this for him as he sat back and smirked as he complimented her asshole. He told me to lick her ass. I hesitated, but we all knew I would do it. This is something I have done with Val anyway, but my face burned to do it in front of another man. When he told me to put the lube in her ass, I looked to see if Val was going to object, but she was clearly into the whole scene. I lubed up her ass a lot, and finally he told me to step aside. He told me I could jack off if I wanted, and I watched as he first teased Val by fingering her as she bucked, then finally watched him slide his cock slowly into Val's asshole. Val was very loud, and I worried that a neighbor might hear and somehow find out that Val was seeing another guy in my apartment. Val gave herself to him easily, even though she had never let me fuck her ass. I watched Steve's cock push in and out of her, stroking to the same rhythm until I came. Steve finally pulled out of Val, then made her turn around and shot all over her face. He left soon after he was done. Before he did, he went into his bag and took out a nice bracelet for Val. He gave me a big box of condoms. He told me to keep them at the apartment for him.
Chapter 6.
It had been almost a week since we had seen Steve. Val had let me fuck her a couple of times. She drove me crazy teasing me about how big Steve's cock is, how surprised she was when he put it in her ass, but how good it had felt. She got wetter just talking about him, but as the days went on I knew she wanted the real thing. We had plans to see Steve on Monday, but on Sunday evening we had friends over. An old college friend of mine and his wife came for dinner. Like all my friends, I could tell he thought Val was sexy. He couldn't hide his excitement when she hugged him hello, and I smiled. I caught him checking her out while she walked out of the room. I was sure he would jerk off to her later, or think of her when he was fucking his very average-looking wife. Val normally flirted with my friends, but tonight she seemed distracted. My friend would try to engage her in the discussion, but she would just smile and give a short answer. Before and during dinner, she was texting a lot, and I thought it must be with Steve. I felt a little jealous that she had her own thing going on, but was focused on entertaining our guests. After dinner, I was getting us all more drinks, when she told me Steve wanted to come over. I told her we had friends over so it would have to be tomorrow as plain, but she got all pouty and bratty. Finally, she grabbed my cock through my pants and told me she'd make sure I enjoyed if I let him come over. We agreed we'd introduce him as a friend of mine from work. We were sitting in the living room having drinks when Steve arrived. I greeted him at the door, and Val rushed over and kissed him on the lips. Steve called her pet, and I worried my friends might suspect something. I went to get him a drink, and when I came back I saw he took my chair. I sat on the floor by Val and we all talked for a while. Steve didn't talk a lot, and I could see Val and him exchange glances. When Steve went to use the bathroom, Val got up to go to the back of the apartment as well. I couldn't hear anything, but when I was talking with my friends, I imagined she had his cock in her mouth, or perhaps was already getting fucked by him. I grew hard just at the idea, even though I worried we might get caught. They came back after a bit, and Val gave me a sweet smile. When she sat back down, she rested her feet on my lap and I rubbed them while we all chatted. When my friends finally left, Steve immediately had Val stripped down for him. He kissed Val passionately, then told me that since I was so good about having him come over unexpectedly, Val could suck my cock while he fucked her. He had me go fetch one of his condoms, and when I got back, Val was already naked, bent over the arm of an armchair, offering herself to Steve. Steve took the condom from me, put it on, and quickly pushed into her. I watched, and started to stroke myself, then realized I had been promised a BJ. I sat in the chair, and Val expertly took me into her mouth. I had had Val's lips around me many times, but never while another man was fucking her. I felt like I was harder than I ever had been and worried I would come too quickly. She stopped for a little and kissed me as she moaned, and I found this to be incredibly very hot. The chair was shaking every time Steve pushed into her. When she started to suck my cock again, I shot into her mouth soon after. It felt amazing. I then sat there in the chair with my cock out while Steve continued to ram into my girlfriend. I could hear Val's moans right in my ear, feel her breath on me. When Steve was finished, he told us both he was very pleased. He gave me $200 and told me to buy Val some schoolgirl outfits at American Apparel for her to wear to dinner tomorrow. He reminded Val she was not to wear panties, and she made out with him one last time before he left.
Chapter 7.
I had to leave work early on Monday to make sure my girlfriend was dressed the way Steve wanted her to. I picked up Val and we went to American Apparel. Steve wanted me to make sure Val was dressed up like a sexy Asian schoolgirl for him, so she tried on a little blue mini skirt and a white blouse. When she came out of the dressing room, she looked incredibly hot, and I told her so. Val looked at herself in the mirror. "Do you think Steve will like me in it?" A sales girl passing by looked over and I started to redden. I'm sure he will. The young sales girl approached. "Can I be of any help?" I looked down at my feet and started to mumble that we were okay, but Val asked her brightly. "I need to look naughty for a man who is taking us out to dinner. Do you think this works?" I blushed as I looked up to see an amused look on the sales girl's face. She was a cute teenager with a vaguely goth look, and until now had a passive resting bitch face.
"I see,"
she started. "So it's kind of a slutty look you're wanting? For this other guy?"
"Yeah," Val answered.
"I mean, it will be a nice place so it can't be outrageous, but slutty is pretty much what he wants." Val paused then added. "Don't you think, hon?" Val and the sales girl both looked over at me and I felt myself blushing anew.
Yes, I guess slutty is what he wants."
The sales girl giggled a little and said, "Well, I think we can go a bit sluttier than this." She reached over to Val's skirt and pulled it up a little. The skirt now just barely covered her ass, and I imagined if Val bent over even a little, her lovely bum would be on display for anyone in the store looking on.
"Would that short work for you?"
the girl asked. Val agreed that what better, and the girl went off and found a skirt she thought would be perfect. Val went back to the dressing room to try it on. I noticed the guy shopping with his girlfriend looking towards the dressing room and saw that Val had not closed the curtain all the way. I imagined from his angle he could see her pulling down the skirt she had on, so she was just in her red thong panties, then trying on the new skirt. He certainly seemed focused on watching her. When Val came out, she looked more like a stripper than a schoolgirl. The pleated blue skirt the girl had chosen looked too small for Val, and I saw a bit of Val's ass cheeks even when she stepped on the platform to look at herself in the mirror.
"That's more like it,"
the sales girl proclaimed. She turned to me.
"Do you think she will look naughty enough for him in that little skirt?"
My mouth was too dry to talk. Val looked plenty naughty. She looked like she had stepped out of a Japanese soft porn move set. I saw the other male shopper in the store was still checking her out, surely hoping for another peek under her tiny skirt. I tried to smile, but the girl would not accept me not answering.
"Is her friend an ass man? If he is, I'm sure he'll enjoy seeing her in this."
I nodded and croaked assent, wishing I could melt into the floor. The girl tied Val's white top to display her stomach.
"There,"
she said, reinforcing her satisfaction.
"A pair of white sneakers and you'll be good to go."
When it came time for me to pay for Val's slutty outfit, the same sales girl rang me up.
"So, are you looking forward to your dinner?"
she asked sweetly. I stammered that I was and thanked her too many times for ringing me up. As Val and I left the store, I saw the girl whispering to a giggling colleague while they watched us. A few hours later, Val seemed a little nervous as we got into a taxi. The taxi driver did not try to hide his staring at my girl, looking up her skirt as she slid into the back of his cab. Steve had us meet him at a nice restaurant a block from his place in the West Village. When we walked in, all eyes on the restaurant were on us as they took Val's coat. Val looked almost more naked than she would naked, with so much bare leg showing, midriff and cleavage exposed. Val normally put off a flirty, innocent Asian girl vibe, but tonight she exuded sex. I could literally hear the murmurs from the mostly male clientele. Val sat beside me in our booth as we waited for Steve to arrive. The waiter came by several times, but we just asked for water since Steve had instructed us to wait from him before ordering. When Steve finally got there, he shook my hand, then looked Val up and down, told her how sexy she looked, and kissed her lips. Val sat back down beside me and we chatted a bit about the restaurant, his day and Val's classes. There was a lull in the conversation until Steve told Val to stand up and show him she was wearing the white panties he had told me to dress her in. She protested a bit, and I noticed the four businessmen at the table next to us seemed intrigued by our discussion. I wondered how much they could hear. Finally, Val slowly stood, turned away from us, and pulled up her little skirt. She exposed an ass cheek and the bottom of her little white thong panties. Steve approved with a smile, then told her to come sit by him. I knew the businessmen had seen her pull up her skirt, and now watched her leave me to snuggle beside Steve. Steve ordered another round of drinks, and Val was soon clearly buzzed. She was telling us about a girl in one of her classes when Steve leaned over and started to kiss her. The two of them started to make out, and then I saw the same guys look over and talk to each other about Val. I couldn't see, but I knew Steve's hands were stroking her legs. I wondered if I should stare, but I really had nowhere else to look. When they finally finished kissing, I was rock hard. We ordered some food and Steve turned the discussion to sex. He made Val admit she loved being spanked because it made her feel naughty. He pushed until she admitted she was indeed naughty, and she was excited to be his little slut. My face burned with shame hearing Val say this, and I worried people could hear her. While this was my fantasy, I had always thought of Val as a good girl, not another man's little slut. I was brought out of my own head when I noticed Val squirming. Steve told her to look me in the eye, then he told me he had his finger inside her. He asked me if that was okay and I nodded, still looking at Val across the table. Steve told me to say it out loud, to thank him for fingering my girlfriend, and I did, my throat catching. Val shook her head in amazement and looked at me and laughed, then she closed her eyes and moaned a little. The waiter came to take our order and Steve ordered for the three of us, his finger still inside Val. When the waiter left, Steve held out his fingers for Val to suck, which she did. The guys at the next table were barely moving their eyes from Val now. When we finished our meal, and two bottles of wine, we left the restaurant with Val holding on to Steve.
At Steve's direction, Val dropped a dollar bill as the host got our coats, then bent deeply to pick it up and exposed her barely covered ass to him as well as a table near the door. Val took both our arms as we walked the block to Steve's place. As soon as we walked into his apartment, Val started to strip, but Steve told her she could wait. He sat in his chair and asked me to get him a vodka tonic. As I poured his drink, I watched as Val stood in front of him in her little skirt. Steve put his hand up her skirt and was fingering her while staring her in the eyes. Val looked so hot like this, and I was rock hard just watching. Steve fingered her for some time while drinking his vodka, then told me to take her to the bedroom, undress her, and have her ready to be fucked. Hearing him say this sent a chill down me. Despite having lived with this arrangement for some time now, it is still a little shocking, and certainly humiliating to have a man tell me I need to prepare my girlfriend to be fucked by him. I anxiously helped Val undress, then she positioned herself on my bed on all fours, with her ass raised towards the door. Steve was pleased when he arrived and told Val to give him a wiggle. He then told me to feel how wet he had made her. I cautiously started to finger her, but Steve chastised me. "With your nose," he said. "Feel her wetness with your nose." I agreed immediately, but it took me a moment to understand what he was expecting. I knelt behind my girlfriend, put my face in her ass crack, and slowly pushed my nose up and down her clit. She was indeed very wet. Steve praised me and told me to step aside. He had me hand him a condom, then fucked her aggressively from behind. He had Val moan repeatedly that she was his little slut, and I could see this turned her on even more. He pulled out and spanked her hard, making her beg to be spanked even harder. He then had her turn around so he could fuck her face while pulling on her ponytail. He pulled out just before he was going to come and sprayed all over face and tits. Afterwards, he had Val stay naked while we all had drinks. Val was sitting in his lap and playing with his cock when he finally told her she would have to suck him off again. This time she swallowed. As Val got dressed, Steve told us both he was very pleased and reminded us that he would need Val to serve at the football party he was having this weekend. He fished several bills out of his wallet and told me he would send instructions on what outfit to buy for her. As we hurried out to the Uber car he had ordered for us, I put my arm around my girl. Thanks, Steve, again.
Chapter 8.
When Val opened the package, she seemed a little nervous. Steve had told her he would be sending a Santa outfit for her to wear when she hosted his football party, but she hadn't expected this. Even thought it was now December, this appeared to be one of the slutty outfits girls only wear on Halloween. Not many girls would wear one this daring, though. It consisted of a red top that was rather transparent, tiny red satin panties, and the shortest red skirt I had ever seen. On the back on the skirt was a white pom-pom. Steve had also included patent leather high heels that were the brightest red I could imagine. Val didn't say anything as she stripped down to try on the outfit, but as I watched her put it on, I started to feel nervous as well. She looked incredibly hot, but she was next to naked. Her copper legs were completely exposed, and you could see her small tits and nipples through the top. What really made the outfit outrageous was the skirt. The white pom-pom drew one's eye to Val's mostly exposed ass cheeks. Val looked lion sex personified. So sexy, so slutty, but at this moment, she also looked I looked like an innocent, lost Asian schoolgirl. I got hard just looking at my girlfriend in this outfit, but wondered if I could really let her go through with this. "Do I look pretty?" she asked me, looking down at her legs. My heart melted, and I assured her she looked gorgeous. She seemed to brighten and said, "Good. I am nervous about serving his friends looking like this, but he promised not to let it go too far, and I do want to make him proud." Steve had indeed promised that he would keep his buddies in line. I wasn't quite as confident as Val, but felt I needed to reassure her. "I'm sure it will be fine. And you will definitely make him proud." Val smiled and kissed me on the cheek, and her voice became more of a little girl's. "I'll need a pedicure. Could you help with that?" I promised I would. I had been giving Val weekly pedicures and was becoming good at it. We smoked some weed before we went over to Steve's, and arrived half an hour before the game so Val could change into her little outfit. Steve was pleased with how she looked. He had Val walk around and bend over so he could get a better idea of what his guests would be enjoying. He gave her and I instructions of how the evening would go and what he expected from each of us. When his guests started to arrive, Steve would have me take their coats, then he would trot Val out in her tiny outfit. He introduced her as my sexy girl, and for every guy he slapped her ass, had her do a spin for them, then told her to give them a welcome hug. She embraced each guy and gave them a kiss on the cheek. All four of them seemed delighted to have this nymph there for the party. Only one of them took the liberty of squeezing her ass while she pressed her body against him. His name was Eric, and he was a stocky guy with broad shoulders and giant hands. Eric started talking about Val when she went off to get his drink order. He went on about how hot she looked and told Steve he had chosen well. He went on about what an amazing fuck she must be. Steve just laughed, but when she came back with Eric's drink, he gave me a nod that was my cue. I told Val to come over so I could look at her, then asked Steve if it would be okay to touch her. He pronounced in a gracious voice, "Yes, of course. That's what she is here for, just be polite." I reached up Val's skirt and groped both ass cheeks the way Steve had told me to. It was exciting to feel her up in front of everyone, but I was encouraging them to do the same as felt bad. I looked up into Val's brown eyes and could see in Val's eyes she was pretty high. When she looked down at me, I wondered if she could see I was already rock hard. Steve's friends were happy to take my lead. Three of them were relatively polite, just grabbing her ass every time she was near. Eric was bolder, at one point pulling Val onto one of his big legs so she straddled him. Val was a little flustered at first, but when she joined us for a couple of shots, she loosened up. As the guys drank more, they also loosened up. Near the end of the first half, Steve pulled Val into his lap and started to make out with her and pinching her nipples. That turned me on, and I could see the other guys were no longer watching the game. When Val got up from her makeout session, Eric quickly pulled Val into his lap and kissed her neck while he groped her bum. As Val wriggled, I knew she must be feeling Eric's cock pushing against her. Eric once again told Steve what a good host he was to bring in this little hottie to serve everyone. The half ended and Steve told her to fetch more drinks. Before he let her leave though, he did something he hadn't told Val or I about. He hung mistletoe on a doorway, and made sure everyone saw that Val had to kiss him when she walked under. When Val came back with a beer in each hand, the guys were waiting for her. One after the other, they took Val into their arms and kissed her. They took more and more liberties, and by the time Eric kissed her, he had one hand pinching a nipple and another pulling at her thong. He was grabbing so much he pulled off the pom-pom, and had her thong pulled down to show her ass. Val, perhaps in a daze from the drinks and excitement, left her thong like that. I kissed her last, very aware of my erection poking from my pants. By now the second half had started, but the sexual tension was high in the room. Val continued to serve drinks, with her ass now lewdly exposed. There seemed to be hands on her at all times. She whispered to me that she had never been so wet for so long. At one point she was sitting on one guy's leg, while Eric was tweaking her nipples under her shirt. Val sat there and let him do so as if nothing was happening. She was pretty buzzed. When she came back with another round of drinks, Eric pushed a finger inside her while she bent over with Steve's drink. Thankfully, Steve, the game had ended, and Steve took this as a cue to wrap things up. On Steve's direction, the guys reluctantly got up to leave while I fetched their coats. When I came back, I heard one guy pleading for Val to flash them all one time before they left, and I stood there behind her while they cheered as she pulled up her top and pulled down her little panties to give them all a show. Of course, they all had last kisses and gropes, with one guy taking video from his phone. Steve had Val completely stripped within seconds of locking the door behind the last guest, and I watched as he bent her over the couch and fucked her hard. She was so wet that the sounds of their sex was loud and sloppy. I was so horny I jacked myself off and shot all over. When they were done, Steve and Val lay on the couch holding each other. Steve told me to clean up, and by the time I was finishing in the kitchen I heard them fucking again. I finally got to fuck her when we got back to my place. She was exhausted but still horny from the night's events. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts, their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.